Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, October 13th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Your local news from the Wauchula Police Department. Drivers and pedestrians, did you know the speed limit along West Main Street is 30 miles per hour and the minimum stopping distance for a vehicle traveling at that speed is 89 feet, with 44 feet of that distance accounting for the reaction time of the driver? Do not assume the driver or pedestrian is paying attention to their surroundings. The police department has witnessed just as many pedestrian violations of stepping into the roadway without allowing enough distance for the vehicle to stop as they have witnessed motorist violations. Due to the number of complaints they have recently received, they will have increased enforcement of these statutes, especially in the downtown corridor. The Wauchula Police Department is committed to ensuring the safety of both pedestrians and motorists. Your local events, ladies, make your plans now to take part in the next Polk County Sheriff's Office Personal Safety and Women's Basic Self-Defense class. These classes are free of charge for ladies 13 years and older. Those under 18 will need a parent present to sign a waiver at the start of the class. The next class will be held on October 19th at the Polk County Sheriff's Office Operations Center, 1891 Jim Keene Road in Winter Haven at 6:30 p.m. If you wish to attend, please RSVP by emailing crimeprevention@polksheriff.org and please include your name and phone number. That email again is crimeprevention@polksheriff.org. The Hardy Players present Charlie Brown coming to the historic Wauchula City Hall Auditorium. Showtimes are Friday through Sunday on October 15th through the 17th and October 22nd to the 24th. Friday and Saturday, the show starts at 7 p.m. and on Sunday it starts at 2 p.m. Tickets will be sold at the door, $10 for adults and $5 17 and under. Fishy Tales and Funky Tunes will be back next Monday, October 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Heritage Park. And also this Friday, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they travel to St. Petersburg and take on the Lakewood Spartans in a non-district away game. The time for kickoff is different, 7 p.m. And if you can't make it over there, Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting a few minutes before kickoff right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County: Lakeside Neurologic is looking for registered nurses. Qualifications include an associate's or bachelor's degree in nursing, a registered nurse license in the state of Florida, and experience with skilled nursing, subacute, and long-term care. Fluent Cannabis Care is looking for a cultivation technician. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. And the Redlands Christian Migrant Association is looking for an information data specialist. U.S. work authorization and a high school diploma or GED are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles or moving any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 86 degrees out, feels like 95 with a 5% chance of rain. Intermittent clouds, shade temperature is 90. The maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds east northeast at 7 miles per hour with gust up to 9 miles per hour. The humidity extremely humid, 63%. Air quality is excellent. The dew point 72. Cloud cover 70%, 10 miles of visibility, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:46 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, chance of rain 20%. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog toward morning, lows around 70, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs around 90, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, 20% chance of rain. And Thursday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. For the second time, the Federation of State Beef Councils, on behalf of the Beef Checkoff, has once again partnered with the Daytona International Speedway to sponsor a NASCAR race. The Federation is sponsoring the 41st season-opening NASCAR race called the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300. The event is on Saturday, February 19th, one day ahead of the Daytona 500. USDA's Agricultural Research Service announced one of its vaccine candidates can prevent and protect against African swine fever. Specifically, the vaccine shows effectiveness against the current Asian and European strains. The findings also show that a commercial partner can replicate experimental-level results and prevent the spread of the virus. The onset of immunity was revealed in approximately one-third of the swine by the second week post-vaccination, with full protection in all swine achieved by the fourth week. A study from USDA's Economic Research Service shows the role meatpacking plants played in the spread of COVID-19. The ERS study found meatpacking-dependent counties observed nearly 10 times more COVID-19 cases in early May of 2020 compared to other manufacturing-dependent counties. But by July, the difference completely disappeared, driven by a reduction of cases in meatpacking counties. The study found evidence of large differences between meatpacking communities and a comparison group during the initial outbreak, which disappeared following workplace safety precautions.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The USDA says it is making big investments to reduce supply chain and processing problems in the U.S. livestock industry. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack testified to as much before the House Ag Committee.
It's an extraordinary set of complex factors to be examined when we talk about the livestock industry in the United States. Our inventories are down in beef and pork and poultry for a variety of reasons, whether it's drought or disease or disruption of the supply chain. At the same time, we are seeing incredibly high demand domestically and exports at a high level, in fact, setting a record.
Vilsack said the USDA is focusing much of its resources to address processing capacity issues, such as establishing a $500 million fund. He said the agency has asked for input and information from producers and other stakeholders who are interested in using the fund. He says they've heard from over 500 individuals and operations. Vilsack told the House members that he expects the structure of the huge fund will be established by the end of 2021, and that would allow the USDA to begin making investments sometime in the first quarter of 2021. Last summer, the USDA announced its intent to invest $500 million in American Rescue Plan funds to expand the meat and poultry processing capacity. The USDA also announced more than $150 million for existing small and very small processing facilities to help them weather COVID, compete in the marketplace, and get the support they need to reach more customers.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Economic recovery from the pandemic may not be as robust as previously thought. At least that's the thinking of the International Monetary Fund.
Slightly downgrading its outlook for the global recovery from the pandemic recession, the IMF now foresees global growth this year of 5.9%, compared with its July projection for 6% growth. For the United States, the world's largest economy, the IMF predicts growth of 6% for this year, below the July forecast of 7%.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. The Dow was down 117 points today to close at 34,378. The Nasdaq lost 20 to 14,465. The S&P 500 dropped 10 points to 4,350. On today's Wall Street Board. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SR Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. KK Hernandez delivered Boston's second straight walk-off win, scoring pinch runner Danny Santana with a sacrifice fly in the ninth to send the Red Sox to the AL Championship Series with a 6-5 win over Tampa Bay Monday night. Red Sox skipper Alex Cora.
Happy for Boston. You know, it was an amazing day. That was loud. That was actually better than yesterday. And the fact that we are one series away from going to the World Series, it means a lot to this organization.
Boston now awaits the winner of the Houston-Chicago Series. Game 4 was postponed Monday with rain in Chicago. They'll play Game 4 this afternoon. Astros manager Dusty Baker, meanwhile, was asked to respond to White Sox pitcher Ryan to Perez, accusations that Houston stole signs during the first two games of the series.
I don't have much, you know, response to that other than I was listening to Eric Clapton this morning, and he had a song, you know, "Before You Accuse Me, You Need to Take a Look at Yourself." That's all I got to say.
This is Esser in Sports. Pitch hitter Jock Peterson launched a three-run homer in the fifth as Atlanta blacked Milwaukee 3-0. The Braves up 2-1 of that series. Atlanta starting and winning pitcher Ian Anderson, who allowed three hits over five innings, says Peterson was a great midseason pickup.
To have him now on our team is, we're all ecstatic. And, you know, what he's been able to do just from the personality he is and the big spots he's kind of stepped up in is, it's something else.
The Braves can wrap up the series at home this afternoon. Evan Longoria homered off Max Scherzer in the fifth for the only run of the game, and San Francisco edged L.A. 1-0 to take a 2-1 lead in their NL Division Series. Giants skipper Gabe Kapler on Longoria's homer.
He puts a lot of weight on his own shoulders, you know, trying to come up big for his teammate. That swing led to a big win for us.
San Francisco can wrap up the series with a win tonight. Monday Night Football, Lamar Jackson threw a five-yard touchdown pass in overtime to give Baltimore a 31-25 victory over Indianapolis. The Ravens 4-1, the Colts 1-4. John Gruden stepped out as head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders following emails containing alleged racist comments. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, and always online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: a clear conscience is usually the sign of bad memory. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.